So Hasbro is being Hasbro, and they're rolling out D&D drops for Dungeons & Dragons Beyond, and a lot of players are talking about dropping D&D again. It seems like every time they try to quote-unquote improve Dungeons & Dragons, they actually make it worse, and they actually chase off more players, more people going back to older editions, going back to homebrew, picking different game systems entirely. And this is another step in the direction of turning D&D into basically just a digital pay-to-play, pay-to-win product. So you have to subscribe to D&D Beyond. As I understand it, you subscribe to D&D Beyond. They are dropping unique items and spells and feats and stuff like that. But if you cancel your D&D Beyond subscription, you lose access to all of that. I mean, technically, you could just, you know, print that out, I'm guessing, or copy paste it. But they want every individual Dungeons and Dragons player to subscribe to D&D Beyond, and eventually they will just transition D&D to D&D Beyond, and you will have to pay to play. You can't just buy a book once, because that's not very profitable. And that's what Hasbro and Wizards of the Coast is all about, is, you know, constantly getting people to buy new stuff. And it gets harder and harder when, you know, Dungeons & Dragons historically didn't rely on a whole lot of new stuff. You could buy extra modules or extra campaign worlds or, you know, extra books, stuff like that. But usually it was only one person in the group that was buying that stuff. 9 times out of 10, it was the Dungeon Master. And yeah, individual players would buy the players' handbooks. But yeah, I mean, you have a finite amount of money being spent on the game. And of course, you know, Hasbro's looking to maximize revenue, maximize profit. Chris Cox is a Microsoft guy. It's all about the microtransactions. It's all about subscription revenue. And we've got some users complaining about it, saying that you're basically renting D&D at this point. And that's what they would love for you to do. They would love for you to rent Dungeons & Dragons. So let's talk about how they're going to change this game forever and not for the better in the eyes of many players. Before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. Guys, if you'd like more, go out to more.clownfishtv.com for more Clownfish TV, for content you will not find on YouTube. And also, for less than the cost of one super chat, you can help keep Clownfish TV on the air. So thank you very much to our reefers for this episode. So let's talk about this first, and then we're going to talk about what the hell this means for you. This is coming from belloflostsouls.net. D&D Beyond unveils drops, adds new feats, spells, and more for every subscriber. We used to have to buy Dragon Magazine. That was a thing. So D&D Beyond has just unveiled this new drops program, weekly drops of extra rules, of virtual tabletop items. Yeah, people love the virtual tabletop. And more for subscribers at any tier. Sounds like they're kind of desperate. Sounds like they want you to subscribe to D&D Beyond. D&D Beyond launched a whole new initiative aimed at rewarding subscribers. It's the second major initiative we've seen roll out this year, the first being the new seasonal approach to D&D. Again, they're looking at Magic the Gathering, and they're like, how can we apply this to Dungeons and Dragons? Because the thing with Magic is you've always got new cards, new decks. I saw some pretty ridiculous mock-ups of Magic cards or different sitcoms like the Golden Girls and MASH, and I could totally see that happening with Dungeons and Dragons, because that's what they want. It's all about the recurring revenue. Even though they got rid of Cynthia Williams, Hasbro's going to Hasbro, and this is what they want, guys. This is what they want. They said, in a nutshell, it's extra stuff for subscribers, whether extra rules like new backgrounds or spells or items for maps like tokens or stickers. There's something for everyone, be they a player or a DM. They want the players to subscribe to D&D Beyond. Again, historically, it's been the Dungeon Master that has usually purchased all the books. Again, I know this because I was like the perma DM. And other than the player's handbooks, most of the time, it's Dungeon Masters who are buying all the campaign stuff. Or, you know, with our group, it was like everybody put a little bit of money toward the books. But ultimately, the Dungeon Master kind of bought everything, right? As long as they're a subscriber at either the Hero or Master tier, you get this free stuff. Each drop is full of new stuff, with smaller weekly drops giving people reason to check in with D&D Beyond every Thursday. maximum engagement, but the first Thursday of every month sees a larger monthly drop. That means that today, the first ever D&D Beyond drop is a big one with more than 500 different quote-unquote items. Now, some sites are definitely calling them out. We've got Ian World calling them out, that this is very different from their traditional model. And we've got a lot of players calling them out too, because the problem is you lose your stuff if you cancel your D&D Beyond subscription. So that's what this is about, is getting people to subscribe and getting them to stay and getting players to subscribe. Because again, they keep talking about how under-monetized D&D is. Translation, we want the recurring subscription revenue every month. So I Googled, do you lose your D&D Beyond Drops content if you cancel? Yes, you lose access to the D&D Beyond Drops content library once your subscription ends. So this is not good for a lot of people, because, again, they want you to get attached to having all this stuff, even though you probably could copy it, you know, print it, whatever. Somebody's probably going to do that. But yeah, you're not supposed to cancel. You're supposed to give them recurring revenue every month. Drops are part of your subscription benefits and are available while your subscription is active. If you unsubscribe, you won't be able to access the drops library unless you resubscribe. So Nerd Cognito, who runs a tabletop channel, which I believe is on Rumble now, so you should check it out. Yeah, he said this is a huge problem. He said D&D Beyond executives explained why subscribers can't share or gift new drops content. Designers getting paid is the excuse. Okay, so you can't share the content either, despite the design team being in-house. This is Corpo speak, proving that WotC is dangling legacy material to trap players in paid tiers and stripping ownership. Is that what the game plan is? Is that why they're dragging out all of these OG TSR creators? To be like, look, guys, we're going to fix D&D. All you got to do is subscribe to D&D Beyond. That's where all this legacy content's going to live. We don't want you buying books. Books are expensive to print. And once you buy them, you don't need to buy them again. Can't have that. We have to maximize recurring monthly revenue. Third Shift Gaming says, I must be old. This confuses me. Why would anyone want a subscription when you could buy 3 books and be done? What are they selling? They're going to say they're selling you convenience. It's just like Netflix. Why would you buy your movies on Blu-ray when we've got all these movies you can watch for the low, low price of $15 a month or $20 a month or $25 a month? Hell, maybe $30 a month. What's the ceiling on this thing? How high can we go to maximize revenue? That's what this is about. They don't want you buying books. Hasbro does not want you buying books. They don't want to print books. They don't want to have to spend anything. They just want to rake in the money. And that's what more and more of these companies are doing. And again, you've got a guy in charge of Hasbro now who is a video game guy. He came from Microsoft. And Microsoft is one of the most predatory companies out there. So, yeah. And his major domo, or major dumbass, Cynthia Williams, was the one who slipped up and said that D&D was under monetized and they were going to push the virtual tabletop and they were going to start charging people to use the OGL and all this other crap. And even though they got rid of her, I think the mindset is still there. I think it might have actually been coming from Chris Cox. And she has said the quiet part out loud and she had to go. Somebody had to fall on their sword because she tipped their hand. But I think this was always the end game for them. This is always the goal. Marshall Victory says their walled garden seems full of weeds. I do and will continue to buy just indie and support actual creators directly. Daniel Rood says, pirating is theft. That's true. It hurts the corporates. I support that. Sam says, I own more in third edition products than they're worth at the moment. Billy Hollywood says, I say stop buying WotC crap and stop supporting them in general. Anyone dumb enough to give them money deserves what they get, says violence solves everything. Well, it doesn't solve everything. Vision Storm says subscription models are never about content creators getting paid. It's about the parasitical platforms leeching more money. And Nerd Cognito had another one here. He said D&D Beyond launched D&D Beyond Drops, exclusive DLC spells, feats, backgrounds, maps, and your subscription bye-bye content. These aren't books you own. It's renting D&D. This is the start of WotC's live service greed. It makes the game less accessible. Own nothing and love it. Yeah, they'll throw some books out there for the old heads, but if you're a serious D&D player, if you love the game and you're serious about Dungeons and Dragons, you'll give them a couple of bucks every month to make sure you get all your stuff. I mean, if you can't come up with stuff on your own. So Agravar says, so if I pay for a new player's handbook online digital, I lose it if I cancel my subscription. Not if you buy a specific book. Yeah, if you actually buy the stuff, you don't lose it. They're free drops. That's to incentivize you to keep paying every month. Any content that drops to you while you're a subscriber, time bombs when you unsubscribe. I don't understand drops. I will Google it. Thank you. They're releasing exclusive content to subscribers, says Nerdcognito. Once you claim it, then it goes away if you quit subscribing. Very Fortnite of them. It's very, very Fortnite of them. And that's what they're going for. This person says, time to leave the digital age, online shit behind, and have a tabletop pen and paper renaissance. Yeah. So I can tell you, again, just from the conversations we're having, from the work we're doing behind the scenes, and we're not really talking a whole lot about it because, you know, I don't want to talk about something till we have something to show. But with Adventure Engine, it is going to be primarily an offline game. You buy the books. That's it, man. Like, we'll have some digital stuff, but you buy it, you own it. And we're not going to do this shit. This is ridiculous. But this is Wizards of the Coast. This is what they want. Recurring revenue every month to tell the shareholders things are great. It's all good. We're going up and up and up and up and up. There's no ceiling. So I'm going to wrap this up, guys. Please subscribe. Again, check out more, more.clownfishtv.com for more Clownfish TV. And we'll talk later.